Okay, here we are. Welcome to Late Lunch with myself, Kevin, and my very good friend and master chef,
Gaynor.
Right, Gaynor, there's a bit of butter going in the pan at the moment.
And yes.
What are you making for us?
We're doing a side vegetable dish with cabbage with bacon, but you can have it as a complete meal, as I found out today in my cookery lesson.
Can I just point out,
cabbage
with bacon isn't the name of a meal, is it? We need to give it a name.
We need a name. It's cabbage, bacon and onion.
CBO.
We're having CBO today.
Is it bubble and squeak without the bubble?
No.
Just squeak?
No.
No?
Not really, no. It's like a stir fry.
Yeah.
So with this, I've cut some bacon, some good fat bacon, taken all the fat off of it, and cut it into long, thin strips. So it essentially looks like a stir fry.
Right, how much bacon?
Two rashers are there.
Okay, two rashers.
In a knob of butter.
A knob of butter. Which is now sizzling.
Previous to that.
Yeah.
I took a Savoy cabbage.
Did you?
Half a Savoy cabbage.
Yeah.
In actual fact, a quarter of a Savoy cabbage.
Right.
Okay. It was a whole one, then it went to a half, and then it went to a quarter.
Right.
So I used some of it. You shred it by pulling the leaves off, cutting the stalk out in a like the triangle.
Yeah.
I wish I had vision.
Yeah, you're doing it though.
Then you roll the leaf up, and then you slice it all with a knife, so it comes into long strips and looks like peschetti.
Looks like what?
Peschetti.
Yeah. Right, okay.
Spaghetti cabbage.
All right.
And then you drop that in boiling salted water for 5 minutes.
Could we call it bacon and cabbage spaghetti?
We could do, actually, because it doesn't...
Or spaghetti,
yes.
As you said.
Yes, peschetti.
Peschetti.
So, yeah. So you boil your cabbage for 5 minutes, where you drop it in boiling water for 5 minutes, strain it, put it to one side.
Right.
I've also chopped up a red onion, which I've cut into long, thin strips, like spaghetti.
Whole onion, one red onion.
Yeah, well, that's half a red onion because I've halved it all. But it's one cabbage, one onion, 2 to 4 strips of bacon.
Okay. Got you.
So you've got your melted butter in there with your bacon that is pretty much cooked.
Yeah.
You add your onion to that.
So the bacon, you're just waiting for it to go pink, are you?
Well, yeah. It's
ready.
Well, cooked. Yeah. It gets a slight browny tinge as it catches on the edges, which is nice because it's caramelised.
Well, I only asked.
Caramelising. Caramelised bacon and onion.
Mm. Right, okay.
It's cooked before it just quite gets to the caramelised stage, though.
Okay.
Really. We're being slapdash today, Kevin.
Yeah, we are. Mm. But you're stirring it with aplomb, which is a really good word.
A wooden spoon? Aplomb.
Aplomb.
Is that French?
Have you heard of that? A-P-L-O-M-B, aplomb, with style. That's what it means.
All right. Yeah,
not a wooden spoon.
What time are they picking you up?
Dear.
The little men with white pants are coming. Yeah. Right, I'm sure you know what you're talking about.
Anyway, do you know what I did?
I do,
yeah.
But I don't think many other people do.
Yeah, yeah. I ran out of heating oil. You know what the temperature is outside? It's 0.
Yeah, with a wind factor of -8.
Yeah,
yeah.
And I've run out of heating oil.
And so, that is so sensible.
Yeah. So I'm now rubbing sticks together. Oh, what am I like?
And you live in the back of beyond and all.
Can I stay in this kitchen?
Well, actually, when the cooker's off, it's freezing in there.
Right, okay.
Right, so to the bacon and the onion, I have added...
Yes?
The blanched cabbage.
Blanched.
When you've taken your cabbage and you've dunked it in boiling water, you can... A proper blanch is to put it in hot water, take it out of the hot water, put it in ice water, and then it keeps the colour.
Right.
See, you didn't know I knew things like
that. No.
But in this case, I have literally just taken it out of the boiling water.
So you've not boiled it, you just plunged it.
5 minutes in boiling water.
Okay.
Just to soften it up.
All right, got you.
And then you strain it, obviously, and then just put the spaghettied cabbage into the spaghettied bacon and the spaghettied onion.
So there's got to be a play on words with spaghetti, hasn't it?
Now, you have noticed, I hope, that I haven't put any seasoning in it.
I didn't notice that actually.
No, I didn't think
but
I did add some salt to the water when I put when I plunged the cabbage into it.
Plunged. Yes.
But I haven't added. You can add seasoning afterwards, but if you're using bacon, it's salty enough anyway. And if you use smoked bacon, well, my goodness me, that is to die for. Yeah. But and this
have
is.
Have you made up this dish?
I did it to get my children to eat cabbage.
Did you?
Yeah.
Oh, right. Did it work?
Yeah. But the funny thing is, I taught the class today, and one of the people in the class is doing Slimming World.
Yeah.
And he said that this, if you take the butter out and use Frylight,
yeah,
which is low-calorie oil,
yeah,
and you've cut all the fat off the bacon, it's actually one of the speed foods to help you lose weight.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Oh, that's worth knowing.
And then that's all there is to it. And then you put it into a serving bowl and you can just eat it like that. You don't have to have it as an accompaniment.
Hey, that I like that word.
What, accompaniment?
Accompaniment.
Yeah, that's
well,
it.
That
that's
was
it.
Quick.
Done, yeah. It is so quick.
Is that a world record?
Probably. And I'm just going to get you to taste it. And you've got to twirl it like spaghetti, look. You twirl it.
Paschetti.
Right.
I can't eat all that.
Yeah, you can.
Look, there's too much on there.
Sake. It's like being your mother, isn't it? It's
really?
Hot. It's hot.
Mmm.
It's good, isn't it? That is really
I make that noise every week, don't
yeah,
I?
Yeah, but that is really good.
Oh, that's lovely.
Because, and you could just sit there and eat that.
Yeah, you could.
So, and it's that's cheap.
You could gorge on that, couldn't
yeah.
you?
And it's not fattening.
Oh, wow. And it'll yeah. keep me warm.
It
no,
will.
I haven't got any heating oil.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it is, it's so
fantastic.
Good.
Fantastic. And I bet that cost, what, a few pence to make?
Well, 79 pence.
What, for the whole thing?
Well, if I'd have used the whole cabbage, which I didn't.
Yeah.
The cabbage is 79 pence. So you've got, if you've got a couple of rashers and a and an onion in your cupboard.
Yeah.
79 pence.
Wow. That is really
yeah.
nice as well. I think I should switch off and tuck in, really.
Yeah, I think you're going to eat the whole lot after I've taken a photograph.
Oh, yeah,
to
go
put
on
my Facebook
yeah,
page.
Yeah. Well, is there anything, any news for us before we go?
Any news, yes.
So it's Friday, the weekend starts here, it's freezing cold.
Yeah, depending on how the weather's like, we've still got lots of soup going on here and we are going to... We're not planning to open Saturday, but if it is really horrible and
yeah.
icy and dangerous, then I will come down to
yeah.
there somewhere.
It's supposed to be clearing up, isn't it, later?
Yes, but it's also, I mean, we got this Thursday night, that's yesterday.
Last night.
Last night.
Yeah.
So we can't talk about that now because everyone knows it's recorded.
What, are you just giving it away now?
I did.
I was trying to keep that illusion going.
Yeah, but you can't when there's a national emergency.
Gainer, you've just
weather.
Blown it now.
I have.
Well, what day is it now then?
What day do you want it to be, Kevin?
All right, it's the day my heating oil ran out, whatever day that was.
It's yeah. the day before Snowmageddon.
Yeah, that's right. The beast from the east.
The beast, well,
yeah.
That's actually Emma from the south, isn't it?
All right, the beast from the east, does that mean
that's the
ride?
One...
Is that from...
So I've heard. Yeah.
Okay.
It's Emma that we're getting.
Will you stop? It's
because
in the
I'm
microphone.
Being windy. That's
okay.
What you do, isn't it? Windy.
All right. We'll stop creating a draft. I want to eat that.
Okay.
Cabbage and bacon spaghetti.
Yes.
Paschetti.
Paschetti.
Right. I'll see you next week then.
See you next
Thanks,
week.
Thanks, Gainer.
Bye.